out of 5. Beautiful.
Well done.
And here's your host,
who?
Chris Moyles. Me, Hans.
Good morning, car park fans. Dominic. Bum 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 bum. Tina. And Dave. And is Alan going to join in today?
Not say.
No.
He doesn't like it.
I don't know.
I don't what?
I don't like it.
I don't want to have a go. I just don't want to have a go.
I don't do that.
Anyway, let's say hello to Mr. Roy Walker, the legend.
Hey, Chris. I've got something I need your opinion on, please, if I may.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. All right. What is that? What do you want to ask?
It's another track from my album.
Oh. Mm. Which one?
It's the one that I wrote with my good pal Bruno.
Oh, Frank Bruno. He did a song with Frank Bruno.
No, Frank Bruno, you idiot.
All right,
of course I mean Bruno Mars.
Right, okay.
Crikey, give me strength.
All right, well, I'd like to hear it, Roy.
Anyway, see what you think of this.
All right, okay.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Press play now, Bruno.
I damn, I heard great for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I would drink cherry aid for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd organize a big rave for you.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would go and live in Spain.
Right.
Yes, cause I love you, baby. But you don't feel the same.
Wow.
What do you reckon?
Good.
What do I reckon? What do you reckon, Roy?
I think it's pretty fresh and cool.
All right.
But I need to make my mind up quick. Otherwise, I reckon Bruno might release it himself.
Mm.
Well, he's already released his version of it called Grenade.
What?
It's in the charts at the moment, so
he's already released it.
Yes, he's already released it.
Right, I'm getting on to my legal representatives. Right. Just as soon as we played Car Park Catchers,
and the BAFTA goes to
what? Please welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what is your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Kelly and I'm from Yeovil.
Yay! Beautiful. Right, Kelly, you're playing against someone famous today. Should we find out who it is?
Yes, please.
Okay. Are they on the phone?
Yeah.
You sure?
No.
Are you here?
It's meant to be a surprise.
Right.
But now it's not.
Why?
Why?
They're here.
Well, okay. So do I press the button?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two.
What's your name
and where did you come from?
Hi, Chris. Buongiorno. This is Gino da Campo and I'm in your studio.
Oh. Hey. Hello.
Buongiorno.
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 How are you?
Oh, Cinquecento.
Yes.
I'm good.
How are you? To you too.
Oh, which mic are we on?
Are you well?
Yeah, very well.
Hey, ciao, bella.
Whoa.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Tina's getting two kisses from Gina. Gino da Campo.
Ciao, bella.
Oh, guys, thank you very much for inviting me here.
Well, I didn't, but it's great to have you here.
This is an honor to be on Radio 1.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, very nice.
But that doesn't sound like
yes,
me.
It sounds
like Borat.
Yes, so you sound like a Borat. But with more vavavoom.
Vavavoom. I get that.
How are you, Gino?
Very good, thank you. Very good. You
wow.
know,
he's such a handsome man. Look at him, seriously.
Isn't he?
I don't know about that.
See, it's good food and good living.
It's good food. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
It's what it's all about. Mm. Good food, good wine.
I've had good food today.
What did you have?
A sausage baguette.
Sausage baguette.
It was very nice.
That's the best you can do?
That's not the best, but it was good for this morning.
What about a beautiful poached egg with extra virgin olive oil, a touch of balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper?
Yes, that's very nice, Gino. But, like, I was not in egg mood today. I was in the sausage. You know, Gino, you know, sometimes you wake up and you crave a nice big sausage.
Not really. Never right. happens to me. No. I crave bacon. I absolutely love bacon.
Well, that's all right. That's good. All right. Well, Gino's going to play Car Park Catchphrase. So, mm-hmm. Kelly, you're playing against Gino.
Yes, Awesome. Hi, Gino.
Hello. Ciao, Bella.
Hello.
Yeah, but
why do you even talk like this? I heard you're from Barnsley. Is that right?
No, I'm not from Barnsley. Right. I'm from Naples. I got a problem, though. I don't know the catchphrases.
Oh, okay, well, we'll help you.
Okay.
Which is, you know, try
to. This.
Watch your horn.
Yes.
Oh.
Why can you not give me something more manly?
Because that suits you. That's very you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very Naples, a pink child's horn. Mm. Kelly, let's hear your horn. Beautiful. All right,
that's okay. A good horn.
Gino, look at Gino. He's very sexy. He has the hairy chest coming off the white T-shirt, and the ladies go, oh, we love Gino.
Well,
that's how you speak.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't speak like
but
that.
But you do.
I don't.
Yeah, what's the matter, you, huh? Gotta no respect.
I got a nice Italian accent. Come
do you
on,
know, I've met Gino before, and in real life, when the camera's off, he goes, are we finished the carding? Right, yeah, right. It's nice to meet you. His real name's
all an act.
Your real name's Terry. Mm. We know.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
no,
Terry DeCampo.
All right, Kelly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Gino, are you ready?
Very good, very ready.
All right.
What have I got a picture here?
Oh, don't worry about that. That's fine. That's for something for later. It's not for you. Okay, here we go.
You're...
No, I'm going to bounce and play. Here we are.
Horns at the ready.
All right.
Fingers steady.
Let's play.
Let's play...
Car Park Catchphrase. Okay, so I'm going to give clues to a catchphrase, Gino. When you think you know what it is, just fire your horn. So just think about it. Try and work it out, okay?
I will.
Mr. Fish, right, he's a man who's a fish, is out in the countryside and he's staying with his good friend, Sarah Beeny, at a new eco house in Lincolnshire. Mm. Right, Gino?
Yes.
All right. He's with Sarah
Beeny.
I'm
trying to picture.
In an eco-friendly house.
Eco-friendly, yes. Like the Teletubby house.
Yeah.
If you want, yeah.
Well, this house...
Can you say Teletubby again?
The Teletubby.
Teletubby. I'll tell you what, I've got a... This is what the pounds are coming from. Right. The house that Sarah's got, right, Gino and Kelly, is made entirely from special glass.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's like a massive greenhouse, and it generates its own heat and light. Yes, Gino?
Generate heat and light.
Generate heat and light? Is he right?
Ooh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, I'm afraid.
No.
Weirdly, no. No? Really? Now, the problem is, Kelly...
Yep.
Sarah's kids like to mess around, and they like to throw stones around all the time. Yes, Kelly?
Don't throw stones if you live in glass houses.
Well, it's not written. It's
very close.
It's very close.
But it's not the right answer.
So, basically, what Mr. Fish says to them is... He says... Yes?
Don't throw stones to the fishes.
No. Ooh. What?
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
No.
But Mr. Fish is saying people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. People in glass houses... Yeah, oh, hang on, Kelly?
You shouldn't throw stones if you live in glass houses.
Right, you just said the same thing again that you said before.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid. So
people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Yes, Gino?
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones
You're
to the fishes.
You're absolutely right.
There's no fish.
That's the car park catchphrase we were after.
No.
Well done to you.
Gino, there are no fish.
You said fish.
No, I never said fish. Did I say fish?
I never said fishes. Fish, no. Okay. So people in the glass houses...
It's called Wayne. It's from Chelmsford, right?
People in the glass houses don't throw the stones.
Don't throw the stones. Gino, seriously, can I ask a question? Are you for real?
Yeah, what do you mean I'm for real?
But, like, are you... Like, this is an act, though, right? It's like Lily Savage or Alan Partridge or something.
No, this is the way I talk.
Really?
Yeah, we met outside.
I mean, your poor wife.
What do you mean, my poor wife? She gets all excited when she's with me and,
well,
you know.
No. When she's screaming, she's trying to get away. That's what it is.
Oh, I see.
When she goes, Gino, stop it! All right, okay.
Naples.
All right, it's 1-2. Don't talk about... Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, that's where he's from.
All right, okay. So, Kelly, you need to get the next one right, okay?
I do.
All right, here we go.
You're both back in play.
Here's another
car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is working in Brazil teaching English to a group of students in Rio de Janeiro. Right, Gina?
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it.
In Brazil, teaching English. He's been doing it for a while now, and he enjoys it. And he finds the Brazilian students to be very good at picking up English as a second language, like yourself.
Like me.
He's noticed, though, that certain words are easier for them to pronounce correctly than others.
Okay.
And one of the hardest words seems to be the word sorry. Ooh. Oh.
It was just Kelly.
Kelly, go on, Kelly.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
You're absolutely right. Oh, that's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done to you.
It was so close.
Bravo, bravo.
So close, yet I have no cigars.
Kelly, you're brilliant. I was going to say that. Sorry.
No, leave her alone. Stop flirting with her. I know what you're like. You're disgraceful.
Kelly, which car park are you on?
No. It's not that kind of game.
All right.
Right. So, don't tell him. Don't tell him anything, Kelly.
Okay, won't.
I come and find you and find you on your Fiesta. We have siesta in Fiesta. Right, so it's one each.
It's one apiece. Right. So what's all to play for?
Okay, here we go. Mr. Fish is now an estate agent in Birmingham.
Okay.
Today he has an appointment with a young couple who are looking for a rental property in the city.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm. Now, the couple have a very low budget. Okay, so there's not much that Mr. Fish can show them, although he does have a place that's cheap, but to be honest, it's a bit of a dump. Right? You know dump? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dump? It's a mess. It's a tip.
Poo.
It's, if you want, it's like poo. Poo. Yeah. One of the Teletubbies. Now, okay. They're having a look around now, and they don't look very impressed with what they can see. The place is really dirty and spooky. Scary. You know spooky?
Spooky, yeah.
Ooh. So they're having a look inside the cupboards and the closets. Yes, Gino.
Come out of the closet.
No, that's what we're all thinking about you, but that's the wrong answer.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
It's the wrong answer.
No?
No, but you're close.
Okay.
They open up the door of the closet, Kelly and Gino, and in there is a skeleton. Yes, Gino?
Everybody's got a skeleton in the closet.
Do you know what?
Why not? You're a winner!
Yay!
Gino
Ginelli ice cream!
I can't believe!
Amazing. Well done.
Kelly?
Yes?
Kelly, you got beat by Gino DeCampo, but...
I know.
You can come back on again and play tomorrow.
Can I?
Of course you can.
Yes. Why not?
Because Gino's double booked. He's got a corporate in Stevenage. Thank you, Kelly. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Ciao, Belly, a big kiss.
Bye. Ciao, Belly, a big kiss. Mm. Yes, ciao, Belly, a big kiss.
So you should always give kisses to the people listening to your show. When you say, ciao, Bella, mwah, big kiss.
Yeah, but I don't want to kiss everybody.
Not everybody, only the pretty one.
Would you like to kiss a pretty lady?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Look who's here.
Hello.
It's
Fern.
Look at his face. Look how his face.
I know.
Lights up. Look at Gino.
I've hung out with Gino before a few times on Celebrity Juice.
Look, fresh fish. Yes.
Christopher, you're doing it. This is it.
Are you wearing heels?
Yes.
Thank God for that.
So, we're only 10 minutes late, aren't we?
I know, but
it's fine.
Today's show's going to fly by.
Yeah.
Great, I'm really looking forward to it.
You look very pretty. Ciao, Bella, kiss, kiss.
Thank you.
Yes, I like your face and your eyes.
It's more Borat, less Gino, isn't it?
No, I am Gino than Gianelli.
Right. Yeah. Gino said to me before when he was waiting out there to come in here to surprise you, and he said, fancy this, getting me to come and do a catchphrase. I don't know. What, raining fish?
Are you obsessed with the fish?
Raining fish is a
problem. You used to keep saying Mr. Fish.
Yes, that is the character.
Oh, he's a character.
Here's a fish with legs, and he goes, hello, Mr. Yeah. Fish.
Raining cats and dogs is a catchphrase. That's raining. Okay. Yeah.
Are we on the air now?
We are on the air, okay. And on the red button.
Wow.
And is this officially my show now?
In a sec.
Right.
Well, this is the handover.
Dave, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I heard your little breakdown earlier.
Yeah. It happened a little bit earlier than advertised.
Yeah,
hey, listen, Gino, what are you doing for the rest of the day? What are your plans today?
Well, my plans is I'm going around to promote Wine Relief for Comic Relief.
Wine Relief?
Yes.
Hang on, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
Promote it now! Let's get it open now!
Yeah. It's Wine Relief, and what we do, there are a selection of wines.
And we get drunk! And it's for the kiddies!
Yes, I like Wine Relief.
Yeah, Wine Relief is good.
Yeah.
You get into some retailers that they participated.
Right.
And the wine is very clearly marked Wine Relief.
So right.
10% goes to the charity.
Very nice.
Very good.
And Wine Relief so far, for Comic Relief, has raised 3.8 million. So
that's because we're a country of alcoholics!
Amazing.
Yeah. Please drink conscientiously.
Consensually?
How do you say
sensibly, conscientiously.
Conscientiously.
Please drink conservatively.
Conservatively,
that's right.
And with food. Always drink with food because it's good.
Food?
Food.
With food.
Food.
Yeah.
Always okay. Drink with food.
With food.
With food. Always food.
Do you find Fern Cotton an attractive woman?
She's a beautiful woman. Yeah. Fern, you are a beautiful woman.
Oh, stop it.
No, Gina. Seriously.
Is she your type? Would she, Gina?
Come on now. You're a married man.
Are you being still?
I'm a married man, but I'm allowed. Every married man is allowed to have one.
He's allowed to window shop as long as he doesn't whip out the credit card.
Okay, Borat. Okay.
Right?
That sounds like Borat.
He can try on the shoes, but he can't take them out of the shop.
Okay.
Yes. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yes. You may sample the cheesecake, but you're not allowed to shove your face. Doesn't matter. That's a different one.
Okay. That's a different one. No, you can't sample the cheesecake either.
No.
Just, that's not the rule. Just whip the cream. Well, not sample the cheesecake.
I love to whip
You're not whipping anyone's cream.
No. No, I'll whip your cream, Fern Cotton.
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I love a bit of whipping. No, whip the cream.
No whipping.
We've still got nearly 40 hours left.
Yeah.
Gino's whipping my cream. Oh!
Not that whipping. You got the wrong whipping.
Sorry, what about this one? That one.
No. You wanted the cooking one.
Gino, lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. Good luck with wine relief. Don't drink too much, though. Drink conservatively.
Give conservatively with good food.
Yeah,
with good food.
Food. Yes. Celebrity juice.
Yes.
You don't the celebrity juice.
What?
And you think this is surreal already? It's only 14 minutes.
I know. I'm ready tomorrow. Gino, thank you. Lovely to see you.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure to see you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Never a chore. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella.